Matt Greenwood with you, speaking to Brent Tinker, head coach of the Fox Warriors, finishing off what was a grueling affair today against the Festus Tigers. A 17-14 victory, though, as Fox able to pull it out. Game-winning 22-yard field goal from Brock Inman with 16 seconds to spare in the fourth quarter. And, Coach, I mean, this game had a little bit of everything. It had turnovers, significant penalties. I mean, we're talking chop blocks and delays of games and false starts and what have you that kind of made things a little bit tough on your guys, but then also exciting plays with your trick play there with Maxey taking the handoff from Inman, rolling to the right, finding Pizzoni to set up that field goal. But just talk about this game. I know you're probably not happy about the turnovers, but other than that, you get the win.
Yeah, we're going to learn from a win this time. Winning's hard, and that's what we're going to do. You know, we obviously can savagely improve at this point. What we need to do right now, and really this is something I need to do, I got to continue to get to the vibe of this team. You know, I've tried to approach them in a very business-like manner, and I don't know, maybe they were a little down this morning. Maybe I need to kind of push them around a little bit more, get them started, get them ready to roll. But either way, we're going to continue to find our identity. We made every mistake we needed to make to lose this game today. You know, we stole one from Festus, is what I talked to the other guy about, and you know, but we're going to take the win. We're going to be proud of it. We're going to get better. We're going to improve every day. You know, we're going to keep finding our identity. We're going to keep getting better. That's the goal, get better every week.
It's got to be concerning as a coach when a play happens and you're seeing Carson Elwood laying down, cramping up, or you see Ethan Phillips, who I think it was Phillips, looked like maybe hurt his shoulder, and Chase Maxey was knocked out of the game for a little bit. But those three guys finished this game.
It was a very physical game. Mm-hmm. You know, we kind of got pushed around a little bit at times today that I wish we wouldn't have, but we did. So we're going to actually, we owe Festus a very big debt of gratitude. They gave us a four-quarter game that we had to find a way to win. They're going to go on, they're going to win a lot of games, and I hope they help us go on and win a lot of games through that competition. You know, at this time, we have Tom Nash was our trainer today. He always takes care of the kids. He's a spectacular trainer, probably as good as there is in the business right now, so far as I've seen. So I knew our kids were in good hands, and our boys, like we said earlier, are trying to find an identity as a team, and they're trying to find individual identities as well. A lot of these kids, we believe in a tremendous amount, but they have not done it yet. So they're trying to learn how to win, and you know, you can learn a ton from a loss, but we're very happy to get that field goal and get the win. And our kids, at the end of the day, I said earlier, they did everything they needed to lose the game, but they also did just enough to win, so we're very proud of that.
Jake Pizzoni, of course, as I've mentioned, makes the big catch to set up the field goal. Carson Elwood, you pound the football with him quite a bit. These are guys that we talked to, you know, during training camps. Austin Deering, of course, your center, is responsible for helping out with the blocking schemes and all that jazz. A guy that maybe wants to put his name out there, Jahad Thompson, scores the touchdown that gets you guys within 1 point to tie it up, and then eventually you're able to win it. Let's talk about Jahad.
Yeah, Jahad looked really good tonight. You know, we knew coming into this we'd be a committee kind of team. Mm-hmm. We feel like we're very deep at the running back position, and we feel like Jahad, he's one of those kids we're talking about. He's a junior. He's trying to find out who he is, and we're trying to find out who he is. But I thought the guy did a great job today, you know. Jahad is not lacking talent. He's not. He's a good kid, and I think he's going to be a big part of what we do as we develop. And, you know, in order for us to be the very best team we can be, we need to help Jahad continue to grow and continue to be a big player. And he showed the willingness to do that today. So him and the rest of the guys, like, I got nothing but love for him right now.
Must have felt pretty nice to see him kind of drag a couple of defenders with him to the end zone, too.
Jahad is he's still maturing and he's growing, but he is not afraid of contact. Jahad's never been afraid of contact. He reminds me a lot of Cole Elwood with his willingness to block. A lot of our running backs like that. And I'm going to tell you right now, that's a lot of Scott Neibert, our offensive coordinator, doing a great job of just insisting that we focus on blocking. And Dennis Sander worked his butt off today, our defensive coordinator, making the right adjustments to you know, bend but not break, and to help the kids learn how to bend or not break. So my coaching staff, I think we have a lot of that we need to do better. And I think that the best thing I like about my staff is no one's afraid of admitting that. But we will get better as a staff. We'll get better as a program. And I'm proud of the work that the kids have put in, our parents have put in, and our coaching staff's put in. And like I said to the kids, like, hey, I'm okay with learning from a win. All right, winning's hard. We're going to celebrate it. Festus did us a great, great favor today by kicking our butt for four quarters and making us fight. And I'm leaving the field. I'm leaving the stadium pretty darn grateful today for everybody who is part of it.
Coach, you guys are situated more northern Jefferson County, so you play a lot of St. Louis schools. Yeah. Lindbergh is on tap for you guys next. What can you tell us about them historically against you guys, kind of thing?
Not a lot, really. Coach Norman has Cape Girardeau roots and Jackson roots, and I have not. They played Melville today. I have no idea what happened in that game right now. So we'll get home. We'll have our film trade, and I'll get educated on them. We played well against them last year, but we started slow. Last year we had a pretty good. A lot of people owe us a whooping, so we're gonna get everybody's fight. You know, last year we played pretty darn good, so a lot of people are after us right now, and Lindbergh's no different. They're gonna come out and make us earn it, and our kids are gonna be ready to do it. And if we win, lose, or draw, we're gonna fight hard.
All right, Coach Tinker, as always, appreciate the time and best of luck against Lindbergh next week.
Hey, thanks for coming back. You guys were here last night. Storm drove you out, and you guys came right back to take care of us today. So thank you very much. I appreciate your station. Hope everybody listens.
You're very welcome. Wouldn't miss it for the world.
No, thanks, bud.
All right, Brent Tinker, head coach of the Fox Warriors. They pick up a 17-14 victory over the Festus Tigers as he joins us here today.